Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Fiscal Watchdog Group, the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, says the MBTA's dire state needs more than just marginal reforms. In a new report out this morning, the foundation calls for a halt to expansion projects for the rest of the year, an independent audit, examination of team management, and a comprehensive rescue plan. Joining us now for more is Foundation President Eileen McEnany. Good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. My pleasure.
Your report found the winter meltdown of the MBTA was not just a weather-related fluke that disrupted service. Rather, it exposed all of the T's weaknesses. Explain, please.
We've been reviewing the T and its finances for the better part of a year now. And what we concluded is really that all aspects of the T, whether you look at its operating budget or its capital needs, or even its management systems, that they are wanting and that we need to make some fundamental and widespread changes to the T.
You say the T is in such bad shape that lawmakers and the governor can't just throw money at it and expect to fix the problems.
Yes. I mean, and I do want to acknowledge that we're not saying that revenue may not be required. What we are saying, though, is it's premature to have that conversation because we don't know the extent of the problems facing the T, and before we talk about putting new money, I think we need a better sense of what is confronting the T and what are the appropriate ways to handle those issues.
All right, and you think the state should take a look at T management?
Yeah, so less than a decade ago, the T had what was considered a model asset management system. In recent years, you know, that has become dysfunctional. We don't have a sense of the assets and how to properly manage them. And we're saying that the fact that the backlog has grown from $3 billion to over $6.7 billion in a relatively short period of time does call into question how the T was managing the system and why it wasn't brought to the attention of lawmakers earlier than now.
One of the most controversial aspects of your report might be the call that all expansion projects should be put on hold for the rest of the year. Why is that?
Well, because expansion projects obviously cost money to build them, but then to operate them on an ongoing basis. And so you know, with each expansion project comes a cost to the operating side. And the operating budget is very much out of line. Expenses are outpacing revenues by 2.5 times.
You know, though, there are those who say that expansion must go forward even as the T fixes its problems because it's needed for the population. It's necessary because our roads are already clogged.
Well, I think that we need to explore that. My understanding is that ridership on the commuter rail is down in recent years. And some of that may be a result of fare increases, but I think we have to know why that is. Because to the extent that there is limited money for the T, we have to make sure that the core system is maintained. As we saw during February, if the T, you know, comes to a grinding halt, so too does the economy.
Eileen, finally, I need to ask, do you think that there's the political will on Beacon Hill to do all that your group says is necessary?
I think that remains to be seen. But given the scope of the challenges facing the T and what we all experienced during the month of February, we're hoping that lawmakers will be amenable to having those conversations.
Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation President Eileen McEnany, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob.